Someone wrote a song and said that God can do anything but fail. Many times when we sing that song, I believe that we don't really believe it as the songwriter intended that song to be taken. For I believe that God can do anything. Who is Mayor Stinson in the eyes of God? Mayor Stinson was made from the dust of the earth and shaped, and God blew the breath of life into his nostrils, and old Stinson became a living soul. God is able to trouble this man while he lies upon his bed of rest. God is able to trouble him so forcefully and disturb the consciousness of his thinking until when he gets down to his office and he intends to make an unjust law, God is able to change him in until he will make a just law. I believe that God can do anything but fail. I'm reminded of a few scriptures, and one in particular, when there was a man by the name of King Nebuchadnezzar, as he lied upon his bed of rest. And as he was sleeping, God troubled him in his mind. And I believe that God works in mysterious ways and wonders to perform. God has a hand in this society of ours, even though we cannot recognize the hand of God. But I believe God is moving. How do you know, Elder Campbell, that God is moving in the city of Danville? I have seen the Danville Christian Progressive Association down to its lowest ebb, but some kind of way God came to us when we needed him most. There was time when we needed money and we didn't know where it was coming from, but God stretched his hand out of the heavens up in Bannockburn, Maryland, touched a little woman by the name of Ann Carroll, told her, pay your money, get on the bus and go to Danville because somebody needs you there. She came to Danville, nobody said to her, Mrs. Carroll, demonstrate. But one night I remember when she walked into the North New Hope Baptist Church, a white lady standing beside a little girl by the name of Karen Kunstler, and she said, ladies and gentlemen, whatever you want me to do, I will do it. You can't tell me, but God is able to take nothing and make something out of it. God is able to take what you throw away and make something out of it. God took this little lady, Ann Carroll, and brought her to Danville, and she went to jail for 11 days. Went back to Bannockburn and aroused that community. And she aroused that community. It stimulated their thinking, converted even their outlook on life. There were those that didn't understand demonstrations, but when she got through with them, that they knuckle around her and say, we will go to Danville too. Yeah, God works in a mysterious way and wonders to perform. I remember when we've had hundreds of people in the jail, when Reverend Chase was down in Halifax, Mrs. Chase was over in Chatham, Virginia, and Patricia was there too. And there was no one in Danville but me, and Reverend Dunlap was in North Carolina, and Mr. Adams and others were here, and we were struggling, trying to make a way. I've seen God step in when people say, I didn't have clothing. I've seen hundreds of clothing, pounds of clothing coming from New York, Chicago, coming from North Carolina and other cities, pouring into Danville to help us in Danville. I tell you, this God we serve is a great God. God can make a way out of no way. He can put clothes on your back when you're naked. He can put shoes on your foot when you don't have any. Yeah, when it seems like all hope is gone, God knows how to step in. I have seen God turn the darkness into light. I have seen him turn our failures into success. I have seen God take our disappointments of ashes and turn them into roses of great advancement. Yeah, this is a great God that we serve. Somebody said that God is like fire set up in my bones. There was a prophet that said, I looked and I saw a mountain, and there was a stone that was hewed out of a mountain, and this stone came tumbling down. Ezekiel said, he's like a wheel in the middle of a wheel. David said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Yeah, the joys of God will take us through. Let's think of some more of the things that God has done for us. I have seen not only these things, but I've seen God even do greater things. The night of June 10th, when we told the people to go there down and to demonstrate, to go down to the jail and to pray for those that were in prison. Even there that night when Chief McCain said, I'm tired of you niggers eating off of me like leeches, eating off this community like leeches. They put the hoses on them and hosed them down with high pressure hoses. The water was so forceful until it washed human bodies down the street like trash. The water was so powerful until it knocked bark off trees. Amen. And it was so powerful until people were screaming in the midst of the water as though they were caught in a fire without any escape. But God worked a wonder there. Yeah, we might think that all hope was gone, but one thing God didn't do, God didn't let nobody become blind. God did not let nobody die. God didn't let nobody get discouraged, but God took those little people and raised them up until the next day they walked down the streets again, even with bursted heads, with bruised arms, lacerations across the breast. They walked with dignity. They walked with courage. And I believe tonight that that is recorded on the roll book of God. Somebody say, when I get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing there will be. One of the prophets said, I see a number that no man can number coming up through their trials and tribulations that have their garments washed in the blood of the Lamb. One day, children, it's going to be good when we get to heaven, when we can sing the song, how I got over, how I got over. Yeah, my soul looks back and my